Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the murder mystery, The Deadly Menace Mystery by Jeffrey Kettering, where it starts out as an odd series of deaths in a small town, turns into an international crisis that draws in the President of the United States and an old Vietnam veteran with a promise to end the lives of those responsible for these crimes. Jeffrey graduated from Elizabethtown High School, took some college courses, enjoys watching sports on TV, a fan of the Philadelphia Phillies and Eagles, the Hershey Bears, and the Pittsburgh Penguins. He's worked different jobs throughout his career, his last being a bookkeeper at K&F Limited Men's Clothing Store in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Retired now, Jeffrey was a caretaker for both of his parents from 2000 until his mother's death in 2015 and his father's in 2016. An active member of his church as a greeter and scripture reader, also volunteers at a local food bank near his home. Jeffrey Kettering, author of the suspense thriller The Deadly Menace Mystery, is our guest on This Week in America. Jeffrey, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be there.
I love the storyline in the book, The Deadly Menace Mystery. Tell me a little bit about where this idea came from, what the inspiration is, and some of the themes that you explore in this novel.
Well, the idea came from COVID-19. I thought that was... It was a deadly menace that kills people, and I thought that gave me the name for the title, Deadly Menace Mystery, and I just thought I'd come up with something that a secret killer that would kill people, mysteriously kill people.
Well, and you've done that, and you have our attention as we're reading it. You do an excellent job in building the suspense in this murder mystery, and it's interesting. So many things came out of the COVID situation. What are some of the themes that you talk about here? Because you deal with a lot in the book. It's a very entertaining book, but gets us thinking about things around us as well. What are some of the themes that you hope resonate with the reader?
I just hope the readers enjoy the book.
Well, I think they will. I really think that you've captured their attention with the way you tell the story. It's the story of Dr. Alexa Bryce Winchester, the protagonist in the book. Tell me a little bit about her, what drives her character, her personal journey, what's her relationship to the mystery. Give us, without giving away too much, give us a little background on Dr. Winchester.
She's a pathologist. She does autopsies on dead bodies. So I figured she'd be a great leading character to figure out what was going on.
Ah, yes. Was this based
on... why the people were dying.
Well, yeah, and again, that ties in with what was in the consciousness of the country during that period of time. Did you base this on anybody? Did you know anybody who was a pathologist, or just from your research, this is how she would react in these situations?
Well, I based Alexa, the title character, on my radiologist over at Penn State Milton S. Hershey Medical Center in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Her name is Alexa Lance, and I thought Alexa's a pretty name. I thought that's a great name for my title character.
That was the inspiration, for Dr. Alexa Bryce Winchester, the protagonist of Jeffrey's book, The Deadly Menace Mystery. You'll find the book available wherever books are sold. Of course, Amazon, the usual places. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And Jeffrey's website, thedeadlymenacemystery.com. And all this, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on and get all the information there as well and find out about Jeffrey and the book. Your background is quite diverse. A bookkeeper, caretaker for your parents. How did these experiences influence your writing style and the direction of story? Were they influential in how you approached this story?
No, not really. I read mysteries growing up, and I thought, how hard can it be to write a mystery? So I thought, I'll give it a shot.
Well, and you nailed it. I mean, you really nailed this. Who did you read? Who were some of the mystery writers you started reading at a young age?
Oh, that's a toughie. Well, let's see. I started out, I read the Hardy Boys. And I don't know, I just read other mysteries. I can't remember the titles, but I read a lot of mysteries.
Yeah, you know, I did too, and it was decades ago, and it'll be difficult to go back and remember those now, but sort of
yes,
shaped by those mysteries.
And
yeah. When you started writing this book is The Deadly Menace Mystery, did you have an outline? Did you set this whole thing up ahead of time and then go back and write it, or did you sort of write it as the story unfolded?
I wrote it as I went.
Yes. Did you surprise yourself sometimes and take twists and turns in there you didn't even see coming?
Yes, I did.
I love that. Sometimes you talk to authors and it's like the characters take them in. Well, let's talk about developing the characters. We talked about Dr. Alexa and the basis for that character. How did you come up with the other characters in the book?
I don't know. I just made them up.
How did you go about doing it? How many, when you sat down to figure out, okay, I'm going to tell the story and it's going to revolve around four or five characters, how did you come up with this particular group of characters? You know, you've got the president involved, you've got the Vietnam veteran that comes in at the end.
Yeah.
Did you start with those in mind, or again, did that just sort of evolve?
Yeah, I didn't start with the president in mind. I started with the others in mind. Because I made up a sheet with all the characters I wanted, and then I came up with the names for them, and then I went from there.
And you added an international layer to the plot as well. You've got that involved in the story. It's a story you're really going to enjoy reading. You're not going to want to stop at the end of the chapter and go to bed at night. You'll keep reading to find out more of the story. The book is The Deadly Menace Mystery by Jeffrey Kettering, our guest on the program. His website, thedeadlymenacemystery.com. Book available wherever books are sold. Did you do any research on this? As you're telling the story, did you do any research or just do this from basically your knowledge?
No, I didn't do any research. Just out of the top of my head.
And boy, sometimes that's the best way because we don't get bogged down with all sorts of, unnecessary wording and explanations and descriptions. You just had the story there, and it moves along because of that. It's a quick read. It's a fun read, The Deadly Menace Mystery. I mentioned being a sports team. Did that have any impact on your writing, any aspect of your personality, rooting for the Philadelphia and the Pittsburgh teams?
Nope. No, it hasn't.
Yeah, it's just you're a fan. I guess you need to do a sports-oriented book here at some point. a fan of all those teams. I'm sure that it would be fun to write about that. Right now, you're doing work in the community, the work in the church, and work involved. I mentioned the food bank that you work with. Talk a little bit about that. How that sort of develops who you are and maybe someday influence your writing. How important is that to you to be able to give back and to participate with faith activities?
Well, I really enjoy going and participating in things in my church and getting to meet people. I enjoy meeting people.
Yes, and you have that opportunity. I mentioned as a greeter and someone who reads scripture and going to the food bank and dealing with that, another aspect of
yes.
Jeffrey's life. It's been a very interesting life, what he's done, the people he's been able to impact on, taking care of his parents in their later years. And I mentioned part of the plot is an old Vietnam veteran. He plays a key part in the story. Can you tell me just a little bit more about him and what his influence is on the larger plot?
Well, he's an old Vietnam veteran, and he was an old friend of the president of the United States, and the president calls him up to help solve the mystery.
And he's able to
get him involved in it.
Yeah, and he's able to come out of retirement. I don't want to say any more than that because it really helps drive
come out of retirement, right.
Yep, it drives the story, The Deadly Menace Mystery. Jeffrey Kettering is the author and our guest. His website is thedeadlymenacemystery.com. a retired bookkeeper, too. I would think that would mean there's great attention to detail. You sort of follow through. You make sure things are done right. Does that discipline help you as a writer?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, I would think that it would, because there's so much that goes into writing. In fact, let's talk about that. What is your writing process? Do you set aside a certain time each day to write, or just do it when the mood hits you? What's the writing process like for you?
I just wrote it down on lined paper, and after I wrote a couple of chapters, I go to my computer and I type it off. Yeah. Type a chapter off, and then when it's finished, I send it in.
Well, I love that, and legal pads come in handy in doing things the old-fashioned way like this, because it's a lot easier to correct, and you can go through and make all sorts of changes and then send that in. What are you working on now? Do you have a follow-up to the Deadly Menace mystery?
Yes, I have a second book. It's already at the publishing company. It's called The Missing Children Mystery.
Oh. You got my attention with the title. What is that based on?
Well, the end of the first book, The Deadly Menace Mystery, leads into the second book. Because I don't want to give too much away, but Alexa's 2-year-old son, little Jake, disappears. She gets a phone call, and when she looks back out in the yard, he's gone, and other children start disappearing.
Now, this sounds like it's interesting. So now, did I hear you correctly? You're finished with that? That's now in the publisher's hands?
Correct.
Okay, so that should be out here at some point. Will you do any more? How much are you enjoying this, being able to write this Bible? Published author, I mean, you can pick up a book, The Deadly Menace, Mystery, and it's got your name on it. How much fun has this been for you?
I really enjoy it. I enjoy seeing the book and my name on the book. I enjoy that. It's worth all the hard work.
Yeah, what was it like the first time that you opened up the box of books and you've got your name on there? Is that I would think that's an experience you will never forget. What was that like when you held your book?
I won't forget. That was exciting.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I just...
I went, whoa.
Yeah, that's me. That is really an accomplishment, because a finished writer, and you've got that. Do you wish you might have started this earlier? It sounds like you're really having fun doing this. Do you wish you would have started writing maybe 20, 25 years ago?
Yeah, that came to my mind, yes.
And the stories you talk about, too, are stories that would make great visuals, a great TV series or something. Have you thought about turning these books into a television series?
I hadn't really thought about it, no.
Well, you should, because the great ideas there. I guess you write so visually that you can see what's happening in your mind because of your descriptions. Do you see how close do you feel to the characters? Do you feel like... you know, when you were finished with the book, a little sadness because you're not going to have these characters, at least for a little while.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, these are characters.
But they appear in the second book.
Yeah, and you save them, so they'll be back for a second time. When you are in the process of writing, are you able, do you have writer's block? Do you have periods where you're like, okay, nothing's coming to me, I'm going to stop for a while? Does that happen?
Yeah, that happens.
What do you do then? How do you get through that? You just set it aside and then go back to it at a later time?
Yeah, I go back to it a little bit later, and then something comes to me.
Yes. If you can't force it, can you? It either has to be there or it's not. And the other side of that, I would think as a writer, once you really get going and you're telling the story and you're on a roll and it's 2:00 in the morning and you know you need to go to bed, is it difficult to stop thinking about the story and the characters, or can you just shut that off when it's time to stop writing for the day?
Well, it's a little tough to shut it off.
Yeah. I would think it'd be very difficult.
But I try to.
Well, yeah. And I'm not sure anybody's totally able to do that. Just turn the switch and it goes away. Do you do much reading now? Do you read mystery writers today?
No, I don't read.
Ah, interesting.
No.
Interesting. You have to read this one. It's a good one. You'll enjoy this. The Deadly Menace Mystery by Jeffrey Kettering. And he's got a sequel that's going to be out here very soon as well. Let's talk about the sports fan thing. What is this like? I mean, you're in the real hotbed of sports over there, aren't you, with Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. You mentioned Hershey as well. That is a really good area for a sports fan, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a really good area.
Now, did you grow up in the family of sports fans, or is that something that happened with you later in your life?
No, there's no sports. I didn't grow up in sports fans in my family because I'm an only child, and we used to go over to the Hershey Bears games a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're in an area where there's a lot going on between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh and all of the major sports represented there, colleges, the minor league sports you talked about, it's all there. A great place to grow up, and it really, let's talk about that foundation it laid for you. It really certainly added to the success of your life. How important was that, was family in the area you grew up in, inspiring you to go out and do whatever basically you wanted to do?
That really inspired me. I mean, Lancaster County is a great place to live.
Never been there, but I hear that's really a very nice place. And I don't like snow, so we moved as far away from snow as we could get. But you get that occasionally there. But the changes of season it's such a, you have four seasons there, that distinctive seasons. It's from what I understand, a very nice place to live. Jeffrey, it's been a pleasure talking with you. The book is The Deadly Menace Mystery. The book is available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to Jeffrey's website, thedeadlymenacemystery.com. Book available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. I thank King Pages Press, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation today. Jeffrey, congratulations on the published book, the success of the book. It's a great story. People love it. I'm looking forward to the follow-up, the sequel. Hopefully we can talk about that as well. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program today.
Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. Jeffrey Kettering, the book is The Deadly Menace Mystery. The book available wherever books are sold. His website, thedeadlymenacemystery.com. And you can link on directly to Jeffrey's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.